Hello, welcome back to Deliciously Me. I am your host, Hannah Spiegel, and I'm here to talk about my favorite subject in the whole world, food. And this is episode number 9, which is so exciting. I cannot believe it's been 9 episodes. Lucky number 9. I think it's lucky number 7, but this one's going to be a good one. So whatever. I'm going to talk about some things I had this week. I think it was the day after, or maybe the day that I posted the episode, I ordered a pizza from Pizza John, which is a place in Manayunk I got once before. This time I did pepperoni, sliced garlic, and long hots as toppings. If you don't know what a long hot is, it's this green, really spicy pepper. I don't know if they're native to Philadelphia, but they're everywhere in Philadelphia. Long hots are just such a Philly thing. It was a really good pizza. It's pretty spicy, obviously, but it's hard to find good pizza around here. I think I spoke about this another time, but a lot of the pizza places are like these Greek-owned pizza places or just Greek style. So they make pan pizzas, which is where the crust is a lot thicker. It's kind of oilier. It's fairly crunchy. It's just a different style of pizza. It's definitely like a bigger slice, not as thin crust like New York pizza. And in New York, it's so accessible to find a good slice. Even at like a 99-cent place, you can find a good slice of pizza, or decent. So Pizza John is one of those places where it's kind of in between. It's not a pan pizza. It's not New York pizza, but they definitely put a lot of work into it. Like, it has those black bubbles form. Like, it's a really good homemade pizza, just very decent. So that was really good. I just kind of picked it up because you have to order it ahead of time. So I did that. I talked about how I was going to go make burgers right after the episode last week, and they turned out so well. I kind of modeled them after the Nomad Burger where I used to work, where I made this homemade burger sauce with ketchup and mayonnaise and like some pickle juice I threw in there, some grated garlic. I made this really good sauce, and then I had really good quality cheddar cheese I melted on the burgers, and then I put a little bit of onion, and that's basically what we served on the burger at the Nomad. So I really enjoyed that, and my parents loved it, and I made it in the cast iron pan, so that was really great. My mom made a really good salmon this week, pretty healthy. To be honest, this week I did try to keep it a little healthier, just because like a week after a vacation is always, you know, you go big on vacation. So I tried to keep it a little lighter. I did get like a few sweets out. I went to the candy store at one point and got stuff. I think it's already gone. Whoopsie. I did eat a lot of gummies, but I eat them like small portions at a time. I got one slice of cake from the farmer's market here, and it actually wasn't good. Not my style of cake. I'd rather go to a bakery next time, just because they, instead of frosting, they use chocolate mousse as the frosting, which it didn't like hold up well enough. It was so light. So I guess like it just wasn't what I expected. I like chocolate mousse. Obviously, I love chocolate, but it just wasn't what I was expecting for a piece of cake, you know? So it wasn't the greatest, but I actually really want to make brownies. Ooh, I have this amazing brownie recipe. I should probably talk about it next week after I make them, but I've made them a lot of times before. It's this chocolate fudge brownie recipe with a homemade caramel sauce. And it's like this really, really, really soft caramel. Like, it's not chewy. And you spread it on top. And the recipe actually says to put ganache on top of that, but I usually just leave it with the caramel. It's really sweet. But the brownies themselves are very fudgy and dense and not that overly sweet. And then the caramel's really sweet on top. So I guess, like, if you didn't want that, you could put that on the side. I always end up having extra, and then I just eat that on the side with other things because it's so good. I think I made them for Thanksgiving one year. But if you want to look it up, this homemade caramel sauce and brownie recipes on epicurious.com. That was always my favorite website for recipes. I've discovered a lot more lately, but Epicurious, it's just so good, and it's very well-rounded. Lots of really easy stuff, lots of really difficult things. So that's a good website. Wow. Get ready for some tangents this episode, because already that was a big one. But yeah, I've been eating a little bit healthier. I bought this granola from a farmer's market last week, and it's from this company in Pennsylvania that makes beer. So they deal a lot with malt. So it's a malted granola. It's really, really interesting. I bought it because it's a really small bag. I actually don't eat that much granola. If you didn't know this, granola is like really, really fattening, and the serving size is very, very small. So it's, if you're like for example, like cereal for 3/4 of a cup of cereal, it's like maybe 150 calories. For like a third of a cup of granola or 2/3 of a cup of granola, it's like 240 calories and very fattening. Lots of sugar usually too. So I don't eat that much, but this granola was so interesting and it's a small package. So what I do is like today I had Greek yogurt, a little bit of nut butter, raspberries, and then I like sprinkled some on top just for some crunch. I didn't like eat a bowl of granola and it was really interesting. It's like so malty and almost dark flavors. I've been enjoying it. I don't know. I just thought it was a cool find at the farmer's market. So I got that. Not too much excitement this week. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about three things I love this week, food related. The first thing is lemon juice. I haven't been cooking as much because I've been home with my parents. So it's hard because that I use lemon more in the things that I cook myself than just like putting it on everything. When I was in New York, I put lemon juice on so many things. And I, now that I like cooked a couple times this week, I've just been using it a lot. Last night I made this recipe from Half Baked Harvest, which has been like my go-to recently. I love her recipes. She does a lot of really rustic things. She does a lot of one pot, one pan, skillet dinners, things like that. So I made this one pot Alfredo that had this spicy arugula on top. It was really interesting. It's like, obviously the pasta is really heavy, but to put arugula on top made it feel like really light and really springy. It was a very springtime recipe and I added fresh basil. So the arugula had tons of lemon juice. I don't even know. I didn't look at how much you're supposed to put in. I put extra probably. I tossed it in lemon juice, olive oil, salt and chili flake and onions. It just added so much. It like, I've always loved lemon. I know this is going to sound silly, but like it made me remember how much I loved putting lemon in my own home cooked food because I just haven't been doing it that much. So that was really, really good and very good spring recipe. The second thing is flaky sea salt. I bought this Malden sea salt from Whole Foods. It comes in a little box. I have just really enjoyed garnishing things with flaky sea salt. I love, like, sometimes I put regular salt in a recipe and then I just put the flaky sea salt on top. It's really good on roasted vegetables, really good even on salads, especially meat. It looks really good if you're taking photos of your food to just sprinkle it right before you take the photo. It's like, it just makes it pop, those little flakes on top. So I'm going to tell you about this kind of weird thing that I like to make myself for lunch when I'm trying to eat better. It kind of reminds me of like eating a bowl of soup because soup is really hearty and it can literally be all vegetables and really healthy ingredients and it can fill you up really fast and you don't have to eat or overeat or eat a ton. So this is kind of like my cold version of that, my lunch version. I do Greek yogurt, one serving of plain Greek yogurt. And if you're wondering, Faye Greek yogurt is the best and I've been to Greece 5 times and that is the one they sell there in the grocery stores I've been to. I think it's the most incredible flavor. I sometimes even use the non-fat one and it's super thick and very tangy and I just love that flavor. So I take one serving of Greek yogurt, a bunch of lemon juice, I crumble up feta in it, and then I cut either a Persian cucumber or celery really, really small to make it crunchy, mix that in. And then I do fresh herbs. I usually do parsley and dill. Sometimes I just do parsley, sometimes just dill, like things that I have lying around. Then I mix it in. I mix it all up. And then I add a bunch of spices. I love spicy, obviously. I have chipotle seasoning, so I put just plain chipotle powder in there. I put garlic powder. I put flaky sea salt. And then I don't know. Sometimes I add something or crushed red pepper flakes. Yeah, crushed red pepper. And then I mix it all up and I eat it with rice cakes. And then sometimes I put toppings on it. Like sometimes I put some arugula on top and I eat it with a spoon. Sometimes I put olives on top because it's like really, it's almost like a doctored up tzatziki sauce. It's just thicker. And I'll eat like some rice cakes on the side. Sometimes some Parmesan crisps on the side if I want something crunchy. And that's just me. I used to eat that after going to the gym because I ate meat at night a lot. So that was a vegetarian option for the daytime. And it's weird, but it tastes really good and it fills me up so much. Like I'm always full for the next 4 or 5 hours. So that I made that once this week and it was so lemony and the spices make it really great. And that's something that I do that I don't encourage everyone to try that because it is kind of strange and it's just ingredients that I love and kind of always have lying around. So that's why I love it. The third thing is basil. I'm going to stay on this trend. I guess everything's like kind of on the healthier side because that's what I had this week. But because it's getting nicer out, there's more basil now that it's getting closer to summer. And basil just smells so good. It kind of bothered me, actually. I went to Whole Foods yesterday to buy basil, and the only basil they had was that one with the, like a plant, basically, and it was dripping all out. They don't even sell it in a bag. It was just kind of annoying, but it just smelled. It made my whole bag smell so good and fresh, and it's one of the best smells in the world. I love basil in cocktails. I love it in food, on top of food. I'm on this pasta last night. It's just delicious and fresh. It makes everything so fresh. All right, here we go. We're going to talk about sandwiches today. And let me just tell you, when I decided to talk about sandwiches, I was really excited because sandwiches is probably like one of my top three things to eat ever. The only problem with it is it's such a broad category. When I was thinking about it, and actually people keep asking me like if I make notes, if I make an outline, what do do the podcast? I'm so passionate about food. I barely need anything in front of me because I've eaten so many different things. I've traveled a lot and I really remember everything I eat because it's probably one of the most important things about going places for me. Like I just remember everything I ate. So I have like key things down, and if there's restaurants I want to mention, I always write them down so that I don't forget. And things like, you know, keywords, key discussion points. But as soon as I get into it, I just get into it. I get the ball rolling and it just goes because it's food and food is my life. So I realized it's too broad of a category to do one episode on. So this is just initial thoughts about sandwiches, what I like. And I don't want anyone to come for me saying that I'm wrong because this is my own opinion. Obviously, there's no right or wrong. There's so many sandwiches out there, so many types. So I'm definitely going to do more deep dives in the future. But because I kind of just started this podcast, these are more generalized. And then I'm going to get down to the nitty gritty. There's always going to be something in food to talk about. But today it's just a general overview of my view of sandwiches. I think that Philadelphia is such a good like sandwich town. For some reason, I always felt like we had really good street food and really good like casual food. And obviously cheesesteaks is a big one here, but and hoagies. Like cheesesteaks and hoagies are just so Philly. But yeah, I always used to think back and be like, wow, Philly has really good sandwiches, like in general, all over the place. So yeah, I mean, to start off, I'm going to start with hot sandwiches. I think a grinder is what a hot sandwich is called. I think if you see like hoagies and grinders are going to be the hot ones, like a meatball sub, a chicken cheesesteak, a buffalo, whatever, a cheesesteak. All those things are grinders and they're on a long roll. Cheesesteaks are great. I wouldn't say it's my favorite sandwich in the world. When I'm in Philly, I have to get one. My two favorite places are Jim's Steaks, which is on South Street, and D'Alessandro's, which is in Roxborough, I believe. Or it's in Philly, but it's like out of the way. I feel like I've gone to D'Alessandro's more recently, like more times recently, because it's easier to get to, because it's not all the way downtown. It's closer to where I live. But I have realized that they are some of the best cheesesteaks I've ever had. They have tons and tons of hot pepper choices. Pat's and Gino's are the two cheesesteak places that are across the street from each other. We always went to Pat's. I've been to Gino's like one time. I've been to Tony Luke's one time. Pat's is the best. The ambiance is the most fun because it's all outside and you can kind of get your cheesesteak, stand at the counter, fried onions. They also have a lot of hot sauce and hot peppers. We just have been going there. I remember like going there with my grandmom for her 87th birthday and standing outside and eating a cheesesteak. It was amazing. Or maybe 86, but recently, a couple years ago. And that is always such a fun time. It's fun. Like if there was someone coming to visit me, I would take them to Pat's because it's really fun. It's just really Philly. It's fun to go there. But yeah, cheesesteaks wouldn't be my favorite only because like it's not something I could eat very often. I'm not like the biggest hot sandwich person. I love buffalo chicken cheesesteaks. I have talked about that in a past episode. I usually eat them when I'm hungover. I know that's weird. Like that's like something that I crave when I'm hungover. I always want buffalo wings and then I'm like, ugh, I don't know if I need like 10 wings, but a buffalo chicken cheesesteak has all those things. It's buffalo chicken and blue cheese in a roll and then I get extra hot sauce and I dip it in the hot sauce and that's always what I want when I'm hungover. And then sometimes when I'm hungover, I also want a tuna hoagie and there's such thing as a tuna grinder, which I've had a couple times. I don't necessarily love it. I don't love when it's warm. I think warm lettuce is disgusting. I think that's probably the worst part of a hot sandwich is lettuce and tomato in a warm sandwich. It grosses me out. I don't like it. Like when you go to Wawa and you get a tuna hoagie and it says toast hoagie, toast roll or toast whole hoagie. Blech, I couldn't say that. Toast whole hoagie. Then I just get the roll toasted. Or sometimes they toast the tuna with cheese on top and then they put the vegetables above, which is the best way to do it. As far as cold hoagies go, I think when I was younger, I ate a lot of turkey, like deli turkey, but I've kind of grown out of it. It's not like it's for kids or anything, but like for school lunch, I would have turkey sandwich on whole wheat bread. But it's not like something that I go to now. I don't really eat turkey. It's like probably my least favorite kind of meat or poultry. It's my least favorite like deli meat. I always love a tuna hoagie. Could always do that, especially from Wawa. By the way, if you're not from Philly, it's a sub, but hoagie is the correct term. Sorry. Italian hoagies are probably my favorite. If you're in New York, Fico's have a really good Italian hoagie, but they're huge. They're like these giant, massive hoagies. Here in Philly, I go to Primo's, but like a decent Italian hoagie anywhere is always good. I used to get a tuna hoagie or an Italian hoagie at like the corner deli where I lived in New York, and they have them everywhere. And they have like boar's head meats, and that's always really good quality meats there. I would get chipotle mayo on it, lettuce, tomato, onion, sometimes like cherry peppers or any hot peppers, jalapenos, pickles maybe. Not really. I don't get pickles on the Italian hoagie, but I'd get a pickle to eat on the side because you know how much I love pickles. Those are the hoagies I would choose. I don't really get anything else. I don't like roast beef. I guess that's another thing. And then let's get into like deli sandwiches. Okay. I'm going to end up doing a whole episode on this in the future. I have a feeling. I always get the corned beef. I have always been a corned beef girl until I went to like Katz's and I tried their pastrami. Then I really understood why pastrami was what people were known for, like what the delis were known for. But I always go for the corned beef. I think one of my favorite things in the world is a corned beef Reuben. I don't like the corned beef special that much. It has coleslaw and Russian dressing. That's what a special is. A pastrami special, a corned beef special. That's what that is. It has Russian dressing, which is like ketchup and mayo, and coleslaw. And I do not like coleslaw, I have learned. I understand why if you're eating like hot meat or barbecue, it like lightens it up, gives it that freshness. It's just not for me. I would always go for the Reuben, which is so much more filling and bad for you, but I don't care because a corned beef Reuben with sauerkraut and melted cheese is one of the best sandwiches in the entire world, in my opinion, and I will eat it all the time. And at Jaime's Deli in Philadelphia, that is always what I get if I'm getting lunch. If I'm not getting a bagel, that is my go-to. I love a Reuben. I think they're delicious. I think it's perfect because they don't like put it in the oven for such a long time that like all the corned beef is super hot. I like when it's like a ton of corned beef. They just melt the cheese on top and then the sauerkraut. Usually the sauerkraut's not even that warm. It's just like such a good combination, and especially if it's on really good rye bread. There's this place in New York, so random, in Hell's Kitchen called Alfie's, and it's like a bar, and they have like all this craft beer, and it's basically just a bar, but they have a really good Reuben. It's funny that that happens. Like, I don't know, I always thought that was so interesting that like for me a Reuben was like a Jewish deli sandwich because that's like where you would get it when we grew up. It's weird that like they would randomly have Reubens on restaurant menus, like bar menus, and I always thought that was really cool because I just love that sandwich, and I don't think it should be like confined to that one type of food because it's just a sandwich. But I love a good Reuben. I love it. And you know what? I'm going to get one tomorrow because I can't stop thinking about it now, and I really need some corned beef. I haven't had corned beef in a while. No, I love pastrami too. I've learned to love pastrami. For some reason, I always go for the corned beef, but I do love both. And I love Katz's Deli. It's super, super expensive. It's literally enough meat to have three sandwiches that they put on one sandwich. And I actually really was partial to Carnegie Deli. I loved it a lot, even though it was closer to where I lived, so I probably went there more. But I really thought that they had amazing food, and I'm really sad that they closed. It was such a famous deli in New York. That is my view on pastrami and corned beef, and they're delicious. We're going to get into hot sandwiches, not grinders and hoagies and cheesesteaks, but the other kinds of hot sandwiches, starting with paninis. I don't really like paninis. I don't know. Like, I just think it's blah. Like, it's boring. I've definitely, like, had a good panini in my life. I've had, like, a basil mozzarella pesto tomato, like, caprese panini, grilled chicken panini. But that's, like, really just not what I would ever choose to eat. I don't know why. It just reminds me, like, there was this, like, in high school, I used to go to this place, Corner Bakery, with my friends. Like, it's basically a chain cafe where they have soup, salads, and sandwiches. And it's just, like, a blah thing. Like, I just feel like a panini, it's just a pressed sandwich. I love, like, a good Cuban sandwich, like I had in Miami. I love a Cuban sandwich, but that's so much more interesting, like, with, like, marinated roast pork. Paninis, I feel like, are... I just feel like every time I think of panini, it's like a grilled chicken panini and that's it. I don't know what the definition of it is. I guess it's just like any pressed sandwich. So I guess you could just press like anything in there. But I don't know. Like a grilled chicken sandwich just is weird, like is boring. And I definitely have gotten grilled chicken sandwiches at like a pub or a restaurant when I'm trying to be on the healthier side. And I don't want something fried or wings or whatever. But it's just kind of boring. I don't need to like talk in detail about something like that because it's not worth it. But I see there's like all these sandwiches that are coming up in my mind that I like didn't even think about, and now I'm thinking about like a muffaletta in New Orleans and how good that was. And then at Reading Terminal Market I got this like alligator sausage sandwich at this Cajun place, and that was so good. And like I just keep remembering all these crazy sandwiches that were so good, so I'm gonna have to do this again. But this is just, like I said, overview, my thoughts today, I guess. Grilled cheese is my other favorite. My the problem with grilled cheese is I never order it when I'm out. Like, that's the only thing, is it feels like a cop-out to order a grilled cheese. Like, the only time I've ever ordered a grilled cheese really is at like the corner store when I want like a little sandwich at or if it's late at night, it's like $4 to get a grilled cheese with tomato from like they make it on the flat top. Like, I'll get that. But if I'm at a restaurant, like, I have a hard time ordering a grilled cheese. I love grilled cheese and tomato soup. I make it a lot. If you don't know this already, then you're living under a rock. But when you make grilled cheese, you're supposed to cook it on a really low heat and put mayonnaise on the outside of the bread. I also put butter in the pan because you need some butter in your life. If you're ever upset, just eat something with butter because that will cheer you up. Grilled cheese. Yeah, you put mayonnaise on the outside. I put some butter in the pan. I'll make it on low and slow and let that cheese melt. Let that bread get browned. And that's how you do it. Fontina cheese is a really good melty cheese. You could always use a cheddar. I love Gruyere cheese. Oh my God. And I do make a lot of homemade sandwiches. Lately, like with my schedule, I do have a lot of trouble. I don't have a consistent eating schedule right now because I'm usually out all morning. And like I said, I don't really love breakfast. Like today I did eat like a semi breakfast, like a small portion, because I knew I was going to be out for a really long time and I didn't want to spend money. Sometimes I end up buying a pastry, like I said. But I really like eat a big lunch every day. I eat a big lunch and a big dinner and hardly any snacks. Lately I have been snacking a little bit late at night, but besides that, I really don't snack all day. I don't eat all day. I eat two meals. So for lunch, I do end up making sandwiches a lot, and I make them at home. I either make them in the skillet, or if they're ingredients that are supposed to be cold, I a lot of times toast the bread and then put them on the bread. I do find that arugula is a really good addition to like a skillet sandwich because I don't mind when arugula gets a little bit warm inside. I don't really like raw spinach. I guess that would be another option, but like it's so much better than lettuce, like wilted lettuce in the middle of a sandwich. I think arugula works really well. A lot of times I do like, if I don't have meat, I usually do like arugula, tomato, some sort of spread on it, like, I don't know, mayonnaise or sometimes mustard, sometimes Dijon, sometimes Calabrian chili on the inside of the bread. So I'll do that. I'll do arugula. I'll do tomato and cheese. And then like if I have prosciutto or like some kind of meat lying around, like I'll put that in too just for some more protein. And I make it like I'm making a grilled cheese. It is so good. It's so funny. My dad always says, like, oh, you make such fancy lunches for yourself. And it's like, no, I put time and effort in for 15 minutes and I have a delicious lunch that I didn't spend. Like, the sandwich could be $12 if I bought that at a restaurant. And I can make it and I have all the ingredients to make it. So why not? And sometimes I buy really good bread. Like I said, at La Colombe, they have these small loaves of bread. They have this multigrain loaf that I really love. It's like sourdough with all multigrain on the outside. And it's a small loaf. Like, I could actually use it up. I hate buying like these giant loaves of fresh bread and then throwing half of it out, because that's usually what happens. But these are really small. Sometimes I just use whole wheat bread, like sliced from the store. And that's like a delicious lunch that isn't that bad for you. So I've just learned, like, I used to eat, I don't know, like, I feel like I always used to be like, oh, I have to eat salad. But I've been working out a lot, and like, a sandwich isn't that bad for you, and salads can be even worse for you than sandwiches sometimes if you add bacon and cheese and egg and dressing, like any of those things, it always adds a lot. So I just feel like a sandwich could be just as healthy as a salad. I mean, unless you're not eating bread, then I feel sorry for you, because bread is too delicious to give up. So I don't know. I mean, I have so many thoughts rushing through my head that okay. One more. Fried chicken sandwich. Fried chicken sandwich. Say it with me. Fried chicken sandwich. So good. That might be my absolute favorite hot sandwich in the whole world. It's weird because like, fried chicken sandwiches are usually on like a brioche bun or a burger bun, but like, a burger isn't a sandwich. Burgers don't go in this category. Burgers are its completely own thing, and that will be, oh my God, I might need like a 3-part series on burgers. If you know me at all, there was a time when my entire Instagram feed was pictures of burgers. Like, I swear to God, that's going to be a 3-part episode. I'm not even kidding. But fried chicken sandwiches is my absolute favorite, because you know what? It's so diverse. Oh my God, how diverse is a fried chicken sandwich? You could get a fried chicken sandwich at a bar, at a pub, at a brewery, at a barbecue spot. You can get it anywhere. And I swear, I have a hard time. Like, I don't think I've had like a terrible, I mean, I'm sure they, of course they exist. You can go to KFC, go to Popeyes. You could get them at Wendy's, at a burger place. Like, are you kidding me? A good fried chicken sandwich is ideal. Like, one of my favorite things in the whole world. I can think of a lot of places I've had it. And, oh, okay. Okay. Making fried chicken and fried food at home is hard because it really makes a mess. And you really have to like, be prepared for that. And that's something that I have learned, especially during the pandemic, because I was like, cooking everything and trying to do all these new things. And I wanted something, I would go buy it at the grocery store and make it a project because there wasn't that much other things to do. So of course I would do that. Frying is just messy. You have to get over it. If you're going to do it at home, it is a mess. If you're going to make, okay, I realized I love hot chicken because it's everything that I love without being like, over the top with sauce. Like, I just feel like I have such a weird relationship with hot sauce because I love it, but I can overeat so easily because I love the sauce so much. So hot chicken is such a great way for me to eat something really spicy, but have it be like protein and not be like dipping into it, because then I don't overdo it. And I've never been to Nashville. So like, my next trip, I got to go to Nashville so I can eat the real thing. But if you want to try to make it, it's one of my favorite things that I made over quarantine for sure. Like, I'm going to say top thing or top two things. The recipes from Devour Power, it's a couple that have an Instagram. And I'm probably going to post a picture this week of the chicken that I made from that. I made sandwiches where you really just need like mayo and pickles on it. But it's basically this hot chicken spice blend that you put a little bit in the flour before you dredge it. And then what you do is you add hot oil from the fryer or from your pan, and you put it in the spices and mix it up and brush it all over the chicken. And it is extremely spicy and really, really good. My mouth is watering. I swear to God, I'm like spitting all over the microphone just thinking about this. I'm going to make it again for sure at some point very soon. But I've just realized that like, that's one of my favorite things. And I love like just a plain fried chicken sandwich with, I don't know, lettuce, mayo, anything on it. Some have like strips of lettuce. Some have, I mean, not coleslaw, but like cabbage. Some, I used to go to Blue Ribbon Fried Chicken in New York and get a delicious fried chicken sandwich. There was one that like opened and closed within the time I lived in Hell's Kitchen, and I would walk there and get fried chicken sandwiches and french fries, and it was always so good. I love fried chicken. It's one of my favorite foods. But so I couldn't forget that. If I forgot that, I would just hate myself all week. So some of my favorite sandwiches, and like, this is my problem. I just, things keep coming up in my head. I'm like, I love a good patty melt. I didn't talk about that. Peanut butter and jelly. I didn't talk about fluffernutters. I didn't talk about, how could I forget a fluffernutter? Like, I don't know. It's hard. How did I forget a BLT? I love a good BLT. I make BLTs a lot at home. Okay. This is why I knew this was going to be too tough. I'm going to have to do another one. I'm sorry, everyone. I have too much to say. I mean, I guess that's a good thing. That's why I started a podcast. So my favorite sandwiches are an Italian hoagie, a Reuben, a grilled cheese, and a fried chicken sandwich. Those are some of my favorites. Yeah, I'm gonna stop there. Because I'm just going to keep thinking, oh, what about this one? What about that one? But those are really like my go-tos. Those are the things. Reuben is a special treat for me, but the other things are things that I order or eat often, and that's why they're my favorite, because it's not like, oh, I got this one great thing one time. These are my favorite life, you know, like I could eat them anytime and be happy. So thank you for listening. I'm sorry this was a tangent filled episode, but you know what, that's just what happens when you think about your past and you think about all the things you've eaten. You just go on, I mean, I don't know about you, but I just go on a rampage thinking about how great everything is. And that's why right now I'm about to go eat some cheese. I'm going to have a beer. I'm going to just do it all, because that's what this podcast makes me hungry. I hope it makes you hungry too. Follow me at Deliciously Me Podcast on Instagram. Please share this with your friends. Thank you so much for listening. It's really been wonderful seeing how many people are listening to this. It's just so great. And I know how much everyone like in my life loves food. It makes me very happy. So follow me, like, subscribe, rate this, please. It really helps. And tell your friends, your foodies everywhere. I'm going to go have my daily IPA. Love you guys. Bye.